Hello, it's Christmas season. I hope you're all busy doing fun things with your families. Decorating, making cookies, not eating too much, that kind of thing. Well, maybe a little bit, because there's always diets in January, right? Okay. We're in the middle of a series about gifts we can give. Jesus, others, and you. Joy. That bring joy. Today, last week we talked about gift we can give to Jesus, and that is to praise him. This week, let's talk about a gift you can give that costs nothing to others that will make a difference. Before I go on, I want to stop and thank all of you for listening so faithfully to these audios. Today is my 100th audio. I'm super excited about that. Thank you for being a part of this journey. I really appreciate it. I hope these are helpful to you. So, a gift you can give to others that costs nothing but will mean a lot. It's just something I'd like us to consider. We know people who are going through really hard times at Christmas. Within the last year, I have 4 friends around the country that have lost their husbands, and they're all under the age of 50. They all have children at home still, and they lost their spouse in death. You probably know a similar story, people going through very difficult times at Christmas. It could be you. It was me. On 2018, it was a difficult Christmas for me. We'll talk a little bit more about that next week. But this week we're talking about others. Here's something I'd like you to consider doing for the Lord and for others between now and Christmas Day. And it's simply this. Spend some time thinking through someone's life. And you think, what kind of a gift is that? Let me explain. I don't mean this in general, and I don't mean this about a lot of people. I'm asking you to think about one person that you know personally, could be a family member, could be a friend, but you know them. And they're having a very difficult trial. It could be a loss, it can be an illness, it could be a financial reversal or a bankruptcy or losing their home, something very big that they're going through as a trial. And as you have some time alone, purposely, maybe even set an alarm on your phone. And I'm very serious about this. Take some time to think through every detail that you can of what their life is right now. How they're trying to do Christmas for their kids. Let me use the example of my friends that have lost spouses. As I was driving along the other day, I decided to think about my one friend and what she has to do this year for Christmas that she didn't have to do before. Deciding, first of all, to have Christmas. Who wants to do anything celebrating when you're grieving deeply? So just the simple idea of bringing out boxes of Christmas decorations, putting lights up, going to buy gifts, wrapping presents, all of these are painful first reminders of what she doesn't have anymore. Oftentimes, you know, her husband would help with so many things at Christmas, and he's not there. Then she has to be the strong one for her kids so they'll have a good Christmas. Possibly really worried about finances. All the things. I just took time to think through if that person was me, what I'd be going through this year, right now. Until literally I was crying, thinking about it. And you think, what kind of a Christmas gift is this? This is depressing. It's an important thing to do. It's what God would have us do. There's it's good to say a prayer for anyone. That is so good and necessary. But there's a difference between saying, God bless so-and-so and our kids, and sitting for 10, 15, 20 minutes in her pain, thinking through it. Things will come to your mind that you never would have even considered. Just dealing with things with the cars and the house and everything. Trying to raise several children by yourself. These things, it is a gift to sit in someone's pain. You can't know how she feels, but to the point, sympathy to the point, and compassion to the point of tears, to the point where it actually breaks your heart. Why is that a gift? Well, first of all, that is one of the major reasons why God asks us to pray, so that we can, for a time, put ourselves in the life of someone else. Isn't that what Christmas is? Jesus came down to be human and put himself in our life. I believe it's a very godlike thing and a very appropriate thing at Christmas. Choose one person. Spend some time alone, maybe while you're driving, where you literally just think through every detail. Here's what it will do. It will bring you to action. Maybe you'll think to give her a gift card for gas or something that you hadn't thought of before. Maybe a phone call will come. Maybe a text or a message or an email or a card will be sent. And you just tell her, I was thinking about these things and I'm really sorry. Especially if it's not really new. We all rush around someone the first month or so of something that's happened. It's horrific. But if it's not new, maybe it's been 8 or 10 months or a couple years. And you reach out to her and say, I was thinking about these things. And I think you're an amazingly strong person and I love you. That is a huge gift we can give to others this year. Spending time thinking through someone's life, praying for them, and bringing yourself to action for them and with them this Christmas. I love you because we know that walking in love means loving God through loving others. And that's what we want to do this Christmas season. Have a great week, friends.